Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Hey, is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yep, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
Whoa, I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Get our best deals on iPhone 15 Pro at T-Mobile.com. One-year upgrade requires Go 5G Next plan, financing new qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout outs to everybody listening all over North America. People listening. Shep, you know somebody's listening in the submarine, right?
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I mean, somebody in the government is listening in the submarine. Yo, shout-outs to everybody in the service, whether you active, you inactive, you retired, you hanging out. If you in the VA, I love you. You need to figure out something to do in the VA. Shout-outs to everybody holding it down in the hospitals. Just everybody, okay? I could go down the list. Don't want to leave nobody out. I'll be here with you for the next 2 hours. You just heard super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's in New York City. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Victor Wembanyama is dunking and shooting threes. Okay? Where's that guy who called and said Victor Wembanyama needs to do more? 13 points. 5 of 7 from the field. 3 of 5 from downtown. 5 rebounds. He's dunking and getting fouled. He is blocking shots. And it's crunch time. San Antonio Spurs lead 113 to 112. Hey, Shep, I'm going to assume that the tall black guy that looks like Victor Wembanyama, but not as tall that they keep showing, I'm going to assume that that's Victor Wembanyama's dad.
I was thinking the same thing. And I, JR, I can't even imagine how nervous he's got to be, because this is what it all comes down to. He's the most hyped guy since LeBron James. And to have to witness that as a father, there's nothing that prepares you for fatherhood. Let alone being the father of somebody that has more notoriety than anyone in the NBA, not named LeBron James. It's unbelievable what he's had to endure, and now it's all coming to fruition. And this is a good Dallas team. This is a motivated Dallas team, JR. This is the most disappointing team last season. So, you know, they're coming out with vengeance in the opening night.
Yeah, too bad for the Dallas Mavericks. They're going to go nowhere throughout the course of the season. Anyway, who hit that? Grant Williams, making his Dallas Mavericks debut, knocked down a three. The score is currently 115 to 113. As Shep had mentioned, I'll give you Victor Wembanyama's numbers. He's had a slow start tonight. He initially had 6 points a few minutes ago. He's in foul trouble. He has 5 fouls. He has only played 19 minutes. And it looked like one of these, oh, my God, what a crap debut for Victor Wembanyama. But he's come on late here in the fourth quarter. He's knocked down a three. He just had a big dunk. He blocked Kyrie Irving's shot earlier in the game, so he only has one block. And all things considered, and we talked about this last hour, you can't judge Victor Wembanyama one way or another after a bad game or a string of bad games or an up-and-down month or two up-and-down months or an up-and-down season. This is all about him learning, and I think all things considered, he's going to have himself a solid year. Is he going to go out and just say, hey, guys, here's 25 points a night? Hell no, I don't think so. I think if he's healthy, that'll be the key to him going out there and growing. And so, yeah, the NBA is in full swing. We've already had a busy night. If you missed a minute, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We talked about Dusty Baker. He's going to have a press conference on Thursday officially announcing his retirement. He already shared the news with USA Today. We talked about James Harden. He's not retiring. His ass is trying to come back to the Sixers. He thought he was going to return in Philly and then fly with the team to Milwaukee. And they said, nah, stay in Philly. Try to get your conditioning together. We'll go play the Bucks. You stay here. And so that, who knows when he's going to be traded. We have no idea. Brock Purdy, he's in concussion protocol. We saw Monday Night Football. The Minnesota Vikings went and beat the 49ers 22-17. And Brock Purdy exhibited concussion symptoms on the plane ride back. And so the 49ers' next game on Sunday is going to be against the Cincinnati Bengals. And unless Brock Purdy clears concussion protocol, the 49ers are going to ask Sam Darnold to go out there and try to stop their two-game losing streak. Let's see if Sam Darnold has any juice. Let's see if Brock Purdy plays. We'll find out sooner than later. Thank you so much to John Gambadoro coming through. Holds it down on the radio, 98.7 FM in Phoenix. That's Arizona Sports Radio. He came through to tell us about these Arizona Diamondbacks getting ready to take on the Rangers in Game 1 of the World Series on Friday night. And speaking of a night, yes, the NBA is back. This is Wednesday night. I bring you a new top six list. And we've had one full night of NBA basketball. We've had another night of NBA basketball right now. And this is a real simple list. The season's underway. And so I want to talk to you about the top six NBA teams for this upcoming season, 2023 to 2024. And before I do that, let me just say this. I remember, like, Y2K. I remember 1998 and 1999. And I remember thinking of these years as, oh, my God, that is a long time away from now. Oh, my God, saying 2013 sounds so far away. Oh, my God, saying the year 2020 sounds so far away. Damn it, we are sitting on just the foot of 2024. I remember looking at 1999 and people are thinking the VCR is going to break and my bank account is going to freeze. And it's about to be 2024. Hey, Shep, you understand what I'm saying? Isn't this seem kind of, I don't want to say old, but these years, I looked at these numbers, and I'm like, that's so far away, and here we are.
I know. Well, you know, it's the older you get, obviously, it's in relation to how fast years goes by, so it always goes by a lot faster. Because, you know, obviously, if you're 30, 1 year equals about 3% of your life, or when you're 10, 1 year is literally 10% of your life. So it goes by faster and faster the older you get. Yeah, JR, I remember it seems like yesterday when Allen Iverson and was drafted number one overall, followed by Marcus Camby, followed by Steph, followed by Ray Allen, and the late, great Robert Tractor Trailer. And I remember hearing about this kid, Kobe Bryant. He's going to Charlotte, and then all of a sudden he's traded for Vlade Divac. And I remember thinking, man, Kobe, I can't believe he's this young. And then he plays 20 years, and that was 7 years ago when he retired, now 7.5 years ago. JR, the time flies, man. It really does. I remember MJ in the first three-peat, by the way.
I remember, but I'm talking about, like, the numbers on, not even the time, the numbers, man, on the calendar, the years. And I guess it's special and it's different. We are, everybody who hears the sound of my voice right now, we're all alive to kind of move from the 1900s into the 2000s, which is, I guess, odd in and of itself. But I remember when guys were getting contracts, when Alex Rodriguez got a contract, and it's like, here's a 10-year deal, here's an 8-year deal. It's going to last him until, I don't know, 2012, 2013. And I'm like, damn it, it's 2002. They're going to pay this man for the next 10 years? And now we hit the fast-forward button. We're looking at 2024. I'm like, damn. Where the flying cars, Shep? Make the cars fly. Make them fly.
I remember the mid-90s. The mid-90s, JR. David Robinson was the highest paid player in basketball. He made $5 million. Steph Curry makes that in a week.
Yeah, yeah. Michael Jordan said, hey, I'm making 33, and then they had to switch everything up between him and
right.
Kevin Garnett.
Well, that was also Ryan. That was also Ryan Dorf saying, "Damn, we've underpaid you for the first 12 years of your career. You have put this not just city on your back. You've put the NBA on your back. We owe you something, big guy."
Yeah, well, we got a, and then we got a lockout between him and Kevin Garnett. We got a lockout, but hey, we got basketball now. We've had a big change. Victor Wembanyama's here in 2023, and this man has scored 9 points here in the fourth quarter. Just making people relax, anybody who started to sweat over Victor Wembanyama in what started off to be a slow game. But the San Antonio Spurs are on the up and up. You hope they are. I hope to see Victor Wembanyama in the finals because that will be exciting. Will that come in 5 years, 6 years, 7 years? I have no idea, but it's a hope. We do have some teams that are already competing. And so here at the start of the season, I'm going to give you a top six list of NBA teams that have the best chance of competing for a championship today. I certainly understand that guys can get injured, and when we get to the trade deadline, there's going to be parts that are moving, guys who are just going to end up in different places. And so these are the teams, as it comes today, that I believe have the best chances of competing for a championship. This could very well change, but I want to go ahead and share this list with you right now. And so you know what? We're going to hit the fancy music.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's time for a top six list of NBA teams for the 2023-2024 season. As of today, what teams have the best chance of going out there and not just competing, but going and winning an NBA championship, hoisting the Larry O'Brien Trophy? You know what? It's a top six. We go from 6 to 1, which is, makes it a countdown, which means we start with this number right here.
Number six.
They were NBA champions 2 seasons ago, but they're getting older. The team looks like they're getting smaller. They added one of the NBA's greatest point guards of all time, a 12-time All-Star. He's been playing since 2005. He has no championship. It's the Golden State Warriors. Yeah, the Golden State Warriors, who decided to go out there and add Chris Paul. 2 seasons ago, championship. Last season, they beat the Kings in 7 games. What an exciting series that was. And then they took on a team called the Los Angeles Lakers, and they got sent home. Now, the Golden State Warriors, why are they not further up on the list? Because they're old. Chris Paul is 38 years old, and he had to answer questions last night about his shooting. The Golden State Warriors opened up their season against Phoenix last night, and they lost. And Chris Paul, 4-15 from the field. He was 0-6 from downtown. Steph Curry is going to be 36 in March. And Chris Paul is 38. And let's be real, Chris Paul may not even make it through the whole season with the Golden State Warriors. He's on an expiring contract. If it's not working, if they can flip him, they will. But nobody's going to talk about that right now. Everything is about how they all fit together. And Draymond Green hasn't even played yet, or he didn't play the opening game because he's been dealing with an ankle. But everything should be fine. Fine, fine, fine. Why? Steph Curry spoke to ESPN, and he was asked about Chris Paul and how they fit. And Steph Curry's like, "Man, we from North Carolina. I've been knowing this dude forever." Listen to this.
"We go way back to the North Carolina days, like high school, college, and then you know, obviously the battles we've had over the course of our careers. A lot of familiarity, and as soon as the trade happened, and you know, you kind of envision what it's like, get to practice, and it feels pretty seamless."
Well, let's see how long they work together. I don't think Chris Paul is going to be here past this season. Damn it, he may not be a Warrior past February. Let's see what happens. Top six NBA teams for this season. Warriors at 6. What's the next number?
Number 5.
We got to roll to the team that beat them in the postseason. I just told you who it is. It's the Los Angeles Lakers. I got them at number 5 on the list. Here's the deal. It boils down to health. LeBron James is about to turn 39 years old at the end of December. This man just started his 21st season. There is no reason that he still needs to go out there and carry the Los Angeles Lakers on his damn back. He's on a minutes restriction so far through the season. They're trying not to play him more than 30 minutes a game. Well, when he sits down, what's going to happen? They're going to suck. Because Anthony Davis still hasn't gotten the memo that he just needs to go out there and try his best to dominate. This is the same Anthony Davis who only played 56 games last year. He hasn't played about 70-plus games in about 6 years. He's 31. They just gave him a contract extension that takes him through 2028. And last night, he has 17 points in the first half and has none in the second. Man, if you gave Anthony Davis a motor, then he'd really be a top 75 player and not just a dude that they put on the list. LeBron James just always trying to hype this dude up, trying to make him get the picture. It was only about a week ago he said, man, Anthony Davis, he's the face of the Lakers. Listen to this.
I mean, he is the face. You know, you look at all these numbers that's around this facility, all the greats that's come here, and AD is one of them. I was very, very happy and extremely proud and, like, just super dope to see him get that extension, to be a part of this franchise for years and years and years. And it's been a treat so far playing alongside of him, and I hope we can do some great things.
LeBron James, you got to tell a lot to hype his guy up. LeBron James, no, that's not the case. It's all a matter of confidence. So Anthony Davis can go, what? He said that about me? Oh, man, I really got to go out there and play hard now. Well, actually, go do it. I'd like the Lakers if they weren't old and injury prone. And the only reason why I got them above the Warriors is because the Warriors, I think, are too small and old as well. Lakers, number 5, top 6 NBA teams for this upcoming season. They've added some nice depth, too. What's the next number?
Number 4.
My friends in Denver are not going to like this. But I got the Nuggets at number 4. I'm sorry. I know what Ric Flair said. To beat a man, you got to beat the man. And shout out to everybody who just wooed in their car. But here's the deal. I'm not a fan of the Nuggets' depth. I know they got Nikola Jokic out there. I know the man can wake up and just have a triple-double. I know he can make it look effortless. I know they have Jamal Murray, but Bruce Brown is gone. Jeff Green is gone. They're going to ask Reggie Jackson to help step up with some of the scoring. Michael Porter Jr. is just ridiculously inconsistent. You know, Aaron Gordon is good, but I don't think he's going to be any different or improve at this stage of his career. And the Nuggets are going to be competitive. They're going to compete. But I don't think they're going to be the best team in the West. They might consistently hand out beatings through the year. They may end up at the top of the standings. But all things considered, I'm not a fan of the depth right now. They're going to have to do something if they can before the season is up. They're just too many unknowns. And Mike Malone, you know, last night they got their rings. Mike Malone talked about repeating, and he got right to the point, swift, quick, and fast. Listen.
Last year was amazing. We got one ring. Who wants another? Let's go get it. Love you.
Yeah, bro, it ain't easy. And he knows it's not easy. I mean, this is the guy who was standing up drunk at the post-game celebration at the parade saying, oh, yeah, we going to keep Bruce Brown. He ain't going nowhere. Yeah, well, money talks, and he's gone. Nuggets, their title chances, I do find them to be diminished. I got the Nuggets, number 4, my top 6 NBA teams for this season. What's the next team?
Number 3.
Oh, we got to go to the Suns. The Suns are nuts. Now, they have some depth issues themselves, but I mean, damn it, when you got Kevin Durant and you got Bradley Beal and you got Booker in your starting lineup, like, who can they not compete with. They can compete with anybody. Who's their biggest adversary? Health. That's it. Kevin Durant is 35 years old. Bradley Beal is 30 years old, and Bradley Beal didn't play last night because his back was acting up. Devin Booker is 26. He's going to have to go out there and ultimately lead the way. This is Devin Booker's team, and Kevin Durant is going to have his moments. He's going to wow. He's going to be a freak. But if the Suns are healthy, they should be competing for a championship. They got to keep these dudes together and hope that they can all step out onto the court in April, May, and June. Bradley Beal was chatting it up with NBA TV, and he talked about this new combination of himself, Devin Booker, and Kevin Durant.
The beauty about us three is we're very unselfish players. You know, you will never hear us complaining about, oh, we need the ball more, we need more. Like, no, like, it's an understanding that we all are go-getters. We all can make things happen, and we push each other. We compete with each other. We push each other, but we understand and we support one another and what we're able to do on the floor.
I hope they're on the floor together. I hope Kevin Durant doesn't twist an ankle. I hope Bradley Beal doesn't sit on the bench. Everybody in Washington, D.C. saw too much of that. But the Suns, major potential to be one of the best teams in the league. I got them at number three. What's the next number, top six NBA teams?
Number two.
Oh, this is getting good now. They got an interesting nickname. Shep, is it freak time or freaky time? Which one is it?
It would be freak time.
Freak time. It's the Milwaukee Bucks. The Greek freak, Giannis Antetokounmpo, now has Damian Lillard, nicknamed Dame Time, as his teammate. And someone has coined the phrase freak time for the Milwaukee Bucks. Now, they also have an older roster. Damian Lillard is 33. Giannis is in his prime right now. He'll be 29 in December. Brooke Lopez is getting older. He's also a big-ass dude. Chris Middleton has dealt with a knee issue over the past few seasons. And so this is going to really depend on health for them as well. But the Milwaukee Bucks with Damian Lillard and Giannis, it's going to be nuts. And Giannis has already talked about it. He's like, man, Damian Lillard, I'm going to let him ball out, and I'm not going to fight him for the ball. We're going to be ourselves. Listen to this.
We got to watch film together because we have to expedite, you know, our chemistry. We cannot just wait to play in training camp and then play in the first game of the preseason game, and then we figure things out. We got to get in the film room and try to talk with one another and see how can we click, how can our games come together. But at the end of the day, I know that we're both willing to kind of be ourselves and kind of let the other guy be himself, because I need Dame to be Dame, you know, and I think he needs me to be me.
Yeah, and I think with their powers combined, they're going to whoop some ass. It's freak time in Milwaukee. I got them as the second best team here for the 2023 season. I think the odds are good that they might win a championship. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you the number one team I think is primed to win a title this year. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Your show is informative and thought-provoking, and I love that about it. I listen every chance I get, man. Keep it up. It's one of the best shows anywhere.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Dallas Mavericks beat Victor Wembanyama and the Spurs on the road in San Antonio. The final score there, 126-119. I'll give you some more of the details as we continue on with the show. Right before we went to break, I was sharing with you a new top six list. As tonight, we're taking a look at the top six NBA teams for this upcoming season. It's real simple. It's early in the year. I can't predict injury. I can't predict trade and roster movement. But what I can do is tell you about what I think might happen and give you the team that I think might be best equipped to kind of go through the year and potentially win a championship. That's as it stands today. And so before I share with you numero uno, let me give you a quick rundown on my teams again. At number six, I gave you the Golden State Warriors. What's stopping them? I think it's age and I think it's size. And who knows, maybe Chris Paul won't even make it through the full season. They have an option to potentially trade him at the trade deadline because he's in the final year of his contract. And number five, it's the Los Angeles Lakers. LeBron James, Anthony Davis, do you want to trust the old man or do you want to trust the younger guy who just can't stay healthy and just needs a battery put in his back? The Lakers are going to be competitive. I hope they're competitive come April, May, and June. Otherwise, Anthony Davis is going to start getting a stink eye. And number four, it's the defending champions. It's the Denver Nuggets. The Denver Nuggets, I can't say that they stood pat, but they did lose some key pieces. A key piece like a Bruce Brown. And, hey, every team, every year, you got to improve. I don't know who's going to improve. Am I going to count on Michael Porter Jr. to get better? It's kind of tough. I don't see a Nuggets repeat. I see Jokic being dominant. I see Jamal Murray being dominant. But I'm going to see a lot of the same. I think they're going to have to add some pieces if they want to compete. Let's see how the season progresses. At number three, I gave you the Suns. We know they have amazing potential if they also stay healthy. A 35-year-old Kevin Durant, a Bradley Beal who's dealt with some leg issues over the past few years, and Devin Booker, he going to be out there. He's going to miss a game or two, but when he plays, he can drop 30, he can drop 40, 50, 60, or 70. Devin Booker is a bad man. The Suns, all things considered, they have a chance to go out there and compete for a championship. Matt Ishbia, the new owner, has been very aggressive in trying to win. And number two, speaking of trying to win, Giannis Antetokounmpo gave the Milwaukee Bucks an ultimatum. You guys improve the roster, or I want to stay, but I might leave. Well, we know a couple of days ago, well, damn it, yesterday, he signed a contract extension. He ain't going anywhere, and it's because they added Damian Lillard. They have a solid team, a solid roster. Let's see what the Bucks can do. It's going to be fun seeing them battle it out in the Eastern Conference. And so, talking about the top six NBA teams for this season, the team that I think might be best placed to win a championship, what number is it?
Number one.
At number one, it's the team that beat the New York Knicks tonight in Madison Square Garden. It's the Boston Celtics. They beat the Knicks 108-104. And a lot of people weren't happy when they initially moved Marcus Smart. He's the heart and the soul, and you bring in Porzingis. Well, tonight, Kristaps Porzingis showed up, playing against his former team in New York against the Knicks. The fans, by the way, were chanting, "Hey, Shep, how can I say this on the radio? Is it F-U Kristaps?" Isn't that what they were yelling at him?
I would say that we are probably going to...
Yeah, not that. He was yelling. Well,
yeah, I mean, at the same time, it's like they're just pissed off that they can't get past the second round. That's all that comes down to. They're pissed that Porzingis is likely going to end up with a ring before the Knicks end up with one, so they can take it out. They can take their anger out on Porzingis all they want. I think they'd rather have him than Julius Randle.
Well, I think so. Yeah, Kristaps Porzingis tonight, a Celtics record in a debut, 30 points for the Boston Celtics. Tatum goes out and scores 34 points. Yeah, the Boston Celtics are going to be a problem. That's why I have them here at number one on the list. Yes, they got rid of Marcus Smart, but in turn, you go ahead and bring in Drew Holiday. He won a ring with the Bucks. He's not going to be asked to do anything but play defense, maybe knock down a shot. And in between Tatum and Brown, we're talking about dudes who haven't even made their late 20s. Jaylen Brown is 27. Jason Tatum is 25. Kristaps Porzingis, he's talked a lot about being in his physical and mental prime at 28 and understanding how to go out and play and move around, etc. And then you still have another veteran. You got White out there. You still have Horford. The world isn't going to be asked of him. And Peyton Pritchard is going to have a chance to really compete throughout the course of the year. And so I think that the Celtics are a solid group. Let's see what Kristaps can do. That's it. Is Kristaps going to be able to play in the playoffs? That's it. And if he is, I could see them going toe-to-toe with the Bucks. Ideally, the Eastern Conference Finals will be the Celtics and the Bucks. And in the West, it'll be the Suns versus somebody else. Maybe the Nuggets. Maybe the Lakers. I'm not so sure about the Warriors. But we got a great NBA season in front of us. There are a bunch of other teams that should be competitive. Am I expecting the Heat to just continue on and kind of shock and surprise everybody? No. No, I'm not. The 76ers, are they a top six team in the league? No, I don't think so. Get rid of James Harden first and talk to me later. And we got emerging teams. You know, there's plenty of them. Oklahoma City Thunder, the Sacramento Kings. There's going to be a team that has an amazing season that I didn't just mention. But I'm talking about real title contenders. I think if we go to June right now, the team that hoists the Larry O'Brien trophy will be one of the teams that I just mentioned here. Either the Warriors, the Lakers, the Nuggets, the Suns, the Bucks, or the Celtics. I have them here at number one. I know there was a disappointment last year losing to the Heat. Joe Mazzulla having a takeover and kind of lead a team as a rookie coach. The year before that, Ime Udoka took them to the finals where they lost. I think the Boston Celtics, they're on a stretch right now. I think this is the year that they finally go ahead and get over the hump. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS is the number. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break. And then, how about this? Victor Wembanyama is speaking to the media. We're going to hear from Victor Wembanyama, but I want to hear from you. What team do you think is favored to win the NBA championship this year? Who the hell you think is going to win? 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls. We'll hear from Victor Wembanyama.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, listen, man, love the show and really appreciate your candor, man. It's refreshing.
First time listening to your show, very much enjoy it.
I just wanted to say real fast, though, I just found you on the radio the other day, and you've been a godsend. You've got a long time listening for me. Out.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, a little G'd up sound. Hey, congratulations to the Boston Celtics picking up a win tonight against the New York Knicks on the road. We got a long season ahead of us. We're going to go through, well, damn it, we're not in winter. Shep, what season are we in? This is fall, autumn?
We are, so, but you can't tell because we got all four sports going on right now professionally in North America, so it's crazy.
NBA season is going to take us through fall, winter. I never thought about it that way. NBA season actually goes through all four seasons.
Yes, and remember, this didn't used to be the case. This has happened the last few years where you've got all four sports going on at once because they understand this is good money. We need to spread this out.
Who said that?
Well, no, it used to be when we were growing up, and this is as recent as a few years ago, the NBA was always on Halloween or after, which always takes place after the World Series. Same with the NHL.
Right.
Now they're all bunched together.
Well, the NBA started the season. Well, this is actually a late start They used to start a couple of weeks earlier than this, so they give these guys some rest, and that's a whole nother conversation. Now they don't want them to rest. They want them to play, but that's wild. So we got a long NBA season in front of us. The Celtics beat the Knicks tonight, 108 to 105. I just gave you a new top six list. The Celtics beat the Knicks 108 to 104. Kristaps Porzingis, he had a record. He had 30 points. That's the most points ever by anyone making their Boston Celtics debut. And so I just gave you a top six list looking at the best teams I think have the best odds to go ahead and win a championship this season at this point of the year. And I gave you the Celtics at number one. I'm going to get to your calls. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's simple. Who do you favor to win the NBA championship this year? At six, I gave you the Warriors. At five, I gave you the Lakers. At four, I gave you the Nuggets. At three, I gave you the Suns. Two, the Bucks. One, Celtics. And a matter of fact, that man who had the record for a Celtics debut tonight, Kristaps Porzingis, in Madison Square Garden. He spoke to the media about how big and important of a night this was for him.
That was awesome. That was awesome. I'm not going to lie. Playing here at the Garden is always special. As a home team, obviously, but also on the road here, it's really fun. And we stayed poised. We stayed calm, and we were able to finish out the game on making some big plays, getting some free throws, and overall, fun game to play in for sure.
Yeah, it was real fun when they were chanting at him, you know, F you Kristaps. I found that to be very amusing and very vulgar from those, I don't know what to call them in New York. I guess fans in New York. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Shep, who's this person from Toronto?
Arian.
Arian, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hi, JR. Yes, it's nice to talk to you. I love your show.
Thanks.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear. I said thanks. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, thank you. Anyway, I just wanted to know, it was great hearing your picks, your six picks for the top picks that may win the championship this year for the NBA Finals. I just wanted to know, do you think that Boston is better than Milwaukee because the team is has a younger core, perhaps?
Well, it's not so much better. I actually think that the Milwaukee Bucks, if you put them on the court right now, I think they would go just tit for tat. I think it's basically a pick 'em. If you said, hey, you know, play a couple of months and let's have a 7-game series, I think that they would just alternate on wins. The reason why I put the Boston Celtics as number one, I think that there is less to worry about. The only thing I think about with the Celtics is Kristaps Porzingis. That's it. That is really it. When I think about the Milwaukee Bucks, I know Damian Lillard is going to get his buckets. I know Giannis Antetokounmpo is going to get his buckets. But the reality is they got to go ahead and play throughout the whole season. This is their first go-around together. And they're older, man. They are. Like Damian Lillard, and he's going to carry less of a load, God bless him. And some of the games he sat out is because they wanted him to sit out, the Blazers, so they could secure a higher draft pick. But Damian Lillard has gone down. Chris Middleton has had some knee issues over the past few years. I give a lot of credit to Brook Lopez. I know he's changed his game. He's going to be 36 in April. This was a back-to-the-basket scorer, someone who's played at a defensive player of the year level a couple of seasons ago. Like, how much longer is 7-foot-plus Brook Lopez going to do this? So I just think the Celtics are a safer bet. And I'm interested to see, you know, what they do. I think I just worry about Kristaps. I got a few more issues with the Bucks, but if they're healthy, oh man, they can win a championship easy without a shadow of a doubt.
That's true. Yeah, they're dynamic. Yeah, thank you. And just one
Does
more
question.
Does that answer
your question, Orion?
Since I'm from Toronto, I just wanted to know what do you think the Raptors will do?
No, I guess I answered this question. I don't know. 855-212-4CBS. Spencer is here from Denver. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Oh, hey, JR. Great
hey,
show.
Spencer, you are live on the radio. What's going on?
Hey, can you hear me?
Hello? JR, do we have you? All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take Spencer. I want you to finish out your call. We're going to get JR back momentarily. Go ahead, Spencer.
Okay. So, yeah, I hear your list. I know what I'm going to be hearing all year with the NBA season about the Bucks and the Celtics. Who's going to take the East? I guarantee you Heat make it to the conference finals if you want to make a little bit of money on some futures bets. You make good points, but you have a garbage list. Great show. I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you for the call, Spencer. And again, number to get aboard is 855-212-4CBS. That is 855-212-4227. We're going to get back, JR, momentarily. JR had a really good top six list. This is the dawn of a new era because you have LeBron James in year 21 and Steph Curry and Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard is a new – he's an old face in a new place. But really, the big takeaway of the NBA season so far has been the emergence, the debut of Victor Wembanyama. But right now – you know he does not make JR's top six list. As much potential as he has. By the way, they shouldn't have gone away from him as much as they did in the fourth quarter. But I will tell you this. Victor Wembanyama will be making a top six list from JR in the very near future. But right now, to have the Celtics number one overall, that's an interesting position considering what has Jason Tatum proven in the NBA Finals. Jaylen Brown in the butterfingers that exist with him, especially in the bigger games, what is he going to do on the biggest stage? They're both question marks. Al Horford, we love Big Al. We love Uncle Al. There's a question mark with him. There's a huge question mark with Joe Mazzulla. And so I will tell you this much. I'm very curious to hear what you think. And JR's top six list, again, for anybody who is just tuning in right now, at number six, he's got the Warriors. Interesting. Number five, he's got the Lakers. Number four, he's got the world champion Denver Nuggets, at least for last year. We'll see what they do this year. Mike Malone thinks they're going to repeat. I beg to differ. Number three, he's got the Phoenix Suns. Number two, he's got the Milwaukee Bucks. And number one, he has the Boston Celtics. So the question we have for you at 855-212-4CBS, that is 855-212-4227, do you agree with J.R. Brief's sports list? Do you disagree with his list? Really, what I will tell you is this much. Is there a team that JR is missing from his latest top six list involving the best NBA teams, the best six NBA teams, hence the top six list, as we speak? Again, your phone calls, your opinions, welcome for the rest of the entirety of the show. And you know we're going to hear from that number one overall pick, Victor Wembanyama, in the final hour. This is Shepin for JR. JR will be right back. This is CBS Sports Radio.
Let's face the facts. Everyone wants to feel valued, especially your employees. In fact, a 2023 study found 78% of business owners say benefits and retirement plans improve employee retention. Employees want to feel secure in their jobs and their finances. At Principal, we help you invest in your people. Because investing in your people is investing in your business. Learn more at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
This episode is brought to you by FX's A Murder at the End of the World, starring Emma Corrin, Clive Owen, and Britt Marling. Emma plays Darby Hart, a sleuth and tech-savvy hacker. She joins an exclusive group invited to a retreat. When one of the guests is found dead, Darby must prove it was murder before the killer takes another life. FX's A Murder at the End of the World, now streaming only on Hulu.
Maybe you're still new to this whole EV thing, but those range fears? Turns out your all-electric Hyundai Ioniq 5 gets you to work and back all week on a single charge. And now every Ioniq 5 comes with a complimentary EV charger and up to $600 installation credit. When it comes to embracing change, we're thinking of every mile. Hyundai, it's your journey. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. 2023 Ioniq 5 rear-wheel drive has an EPA estimated driving range of up to 303 miles. Actual range will vary with options, driving conditions, and habits, vehicle and batteries condition, and other factors. Available in limited quantities in select states only.